Mara and Pickle heard the thunder rolling in the east as they ran, staggering and panting into the twilight dunes. The troops of Faraga were still after them. They'd spent a long and breathless afternoon being pursued, sometimes hiding among the sandhills for a short breather, other times running flat out across the hilltops with their pursuers in plain sight. Mara stumbled and fell, gasping for breath, and Pickle tried pulling her upright.
No!
She pushed him away.
You go on. I can't run any more. Hare can make it. You go, Pickle. Please.
Pickle stood, shaking his head, his narrow chest heaving.
Not the damn thing, Elsport. Fred, you're stuck with me, what?
Then the rain started. Slowly at first, but rapidly increasing to a full-fledged downpour. Thunder boomed overhead, and lightning flashed across the dunes. Pickle looked about. Brushing rainwater from his eyes, he grinned.
What ho! Here's a bit of a chance. See that high straight dune yonder? Look, there's a sort of a thingamy, a tiny scoop out like a cave at the top. See? That one with the long grass hanging down over it.
Exerting all his strength, he pulled Mara upright.
Nothing to lose, old badger bonce. Come on!
They skirted the hill and climbed it from the opposite side, where it was not so sheer. The rain lashed and battered at the pair as they crawled over the top and swung down into the small hole at the top of the dune, little more than a ledge with a grass fringe hanging in front of it. Quickly they scooped it deeper until they were able to lie flat and regain their breath, while peering out to the grass curtain in front of them. The deluge had washed out all trace of their paw prints, and night was gathering. Soon they could make out shapes and hear the voices of their hunters as they scoured the ground below.
Did you see them go this way, Sighere?
Course I did. I told you.
Well, where are they now?
Search me. This rain's messed everything up.
Faraga's going to be mad if we go back without him.
Don't remind me. Come on, you lot. Spread out and get looking.
I'm soaked through.
Ah, poor old you. And I suppose we're all bone dry, idiot.
Couldn't we make torches to search with? It's dark now.
What are you going to make torches with, knithead? Soaking wet grass. And who's got tinder and flint? Not me.
Look, why don't you two stop jawing like old frog wives and start searching?
In their hideout, the two fugitives were snug and dry. Pickle yawned quietly and whispered to Mara.
Well, they won't find us tonight. I'm going to take 40 winks. Wake me later and I'll keep sentry. All right.
Mara nodded and settled down to watch Farago's creatures. After a while, they moved away, rebuking Sighere for bad eyesight and false information. Mara listened to their voices as they faded into the dark and rain of the night.
Hey, Mikro, they might have gone this way.
Yeah, it's too dark and wet to find anything tonight.
Tell that to the assassin, or that sly little whelp we call Sun. Just keep searching, Dunos. Dim's the orders.
The rumbling of Pickle Folger's stomach wakened him, and he adjusted cramped limbs as he peered through the overhanging grass fringe into the blackness.
By the fur, I'm famished. Have they gone yet?
Mara plucked a blade of grass and nibbled on it.
They're well gone. Why don't you try to forget your appetite and go back to sleep? There's not much else we can do in our present position.
Pickle groaned. His stomach gurgled like stream water travelling over stones. Mara ruffled his ears sympathetically.
We'll find food when it gets light. You get some shut-eye, chum. Go on, I'll keep watch. I'm still wide awake.
Kicking out sand to make more space, Pickle settled down rather grumpily. After a while, Mara could tell by his steady breathing that he'd dropped off. She rested her chin in her paws and mentally summed up their plight. They were hunted creatures in strange country, their only protection a hole in the side of a hill. As for weaponry, they were slightly better off, but not much. Broken javelin and an old dagger. Food and water were non-existent. The rain and the night had provided cover for them both, but she found herself longing for daylight and warm sun. Had Sergeant Sapwood escaped? She fervently hoped that he had. He could carry back news of their predicament to Salamandastron. No, she was never going back there. Mara imagined the righteous justification of Earthstripe and some of the Elder Hares. Had they not told her? Had she not been warned about vermin? Was she not a foolish young creature? No, definitely no. But suppose Sapwood had been captured. It would be her duty to get back to the mountain and warn them of the impending menace. The young badger maid cudgeled her brains, weighing up the probabilities of their next move. She felt responsible for Pickle. He had deserted the mountain with her. His loyalty and friendship were beyond question, and no harm could befall him because of her. Gradually, her eyelids began to droop. She blinked half-heartedly, welcoming the approach of slumber. A rustling noise in the grass overhead caused her to come alert. Suddenly there was a malignant hissing noise, and a narrow reptilian head poked its way into the hole, eyes aglitter and tongue snaking out venomously. Mara's paw felt about madly for the dagger as she came fully awake, yelling,
"Pickle! Wake up! Pickle!"